Well, praise God.
Learn another part.
We thank God for the opportunity to be here. So this is the third time. This is the fourth time. Amen. So we thank God for giving us the opportunity to come back. I'm seeing new faces. And some old faces.
Amen.
We thank God for giving us the opportunity to come and spend some time with you. My brother was saying, we are two or three people are gathered together in God's name. He is there. So we believe that God is here to speak to us, to minister to us, and to bless us. So we pray that our hearts will be opened to receive what He has for us for this short time. Praise God. Okay, I'll bring. They need the light. You need the light. Don't they need the light? Yes, okay. So the scripture that comes into my mind is from Genesis chapter 1. From verse 1.
Genesis chapter 1.
Yeah, that's 1.
Genesis chapter 4.
Maybe I should use this one. Genesis 1. From verse 1 to 1 to 3. So you can read it if you see it.
From 1 to 3.
1 to 3
heavens and
heads.
Gaia, the earth was empty, nothing was on the earth.
Bigo Ayekena, the Tingu, so handy.
The darkness was on the waters.
Ingotin Tapa Atuchi na Ndo Le Tingu.
The Spirit of God was on the waters.
Okay. Yeah, so I want to talk about darkness in the heart of men. And we can see that in the beginning. There was darkness.
Bingo, that was quite different.
There was darkness in the earth.
Bingo and
the Bible tells us that in the midst of that darkness, God brought His light.
Bible tells us na yaki bingo sisi nzapa zawada.
So when you look around this room now,
tomo bando na si salosu getaso.
You see physical darkness. This is physical darkness.
Mokoba bingo. Now let me mention also.
You know, but there's a difference between physical darkness and spiritual darkness.
Beni kanda kana popoti bingo soki ba epi bingo soki ba na bingo.
Just like there's also a difference between physical light and spiritual light.
That is also a big kind of like that. So see, lumière c'est qui bat. Now let it also like that. Puis lumière c'est qui nous aussi like that.
So there's a difference between religion and having a relationship with God.
Many kind of like that. Na popoti sangwati zapa et du tout ma relation en zapa.
And when we look at the Bible, so we can see that the Bible tells us in the book of 1 John that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all.
So the Bible says in 1 John that there is no light, but there is no light at all.
So let's look at it.
Vas-y, police. Un Jean.
I'm looking for that scripture. Nobody knows what it is. God is light.
In Him was light.
God is light, and in Him is no darkness.
Okay.
I don't know.
Passage certain, nous a pas de lumière, mais il y a le bingo avec la photo.
Okay, I'll sing it. It's 1 John chapter 1, verse
5.
She can read it.
1 John chapter 1, verse 5.
See, this then is a message which I'll. Okay, let's read it.
So, anima, anima. Nayaga chilu awe. Na ani tene na I nzapa ayeke lumye. Na bingo ayeke na ya lo kete pepe.
Amen.
So let us read down to verse 10, 5 to 10.
So ayekekwa, so anima na yaka chilo awe, na anitene na I, nzapa ayeke luke, na bingo ayeke na yalo kete pepe, to nga na anitene, ani yeke sala belfo na lo, na ani tambela na ya bingo, ani sala vene, na ani sala ye, na lege chi tene bia ni pepe. Me tongana ani tambela na ya lumière lega ko tongana lo yeke na ya lumière ani sala beko na popoti ani na meneti jevu menege ti lo asukula sio pare kwe ti ani tongana ani tene ani yeke na sio pare kwe ani anda tele ti ani ani anda tele ti ani vene na tene bia ni ayeke na ya ani pepe tongana ani tene siopare ti ani na gigi lo yeke beta jo na jo ti mbilimbili na fade lo pardonne siopare ti ani na lo sukula ye ti kirikiri kue ti ani.
Amen. We only can take it all.
1 to 10.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, right. Okay, good. Yeah. So, this scripture is telling us that God is light.
But it's not for you to know that God is light.
And we can see that there is a difference between physical light and spiritual light.
Bibang different sa kada na popoti bingo so iki ba na leti na bingo so iki ba na bingo.
You know, and we can see that light is a person.
Iba ke lumière tato a kezo.
So light is not you know, so what you are looking at, it is a person.
Lumière, la question c'est mon copain, c'est ça, c'est ça, c'est ça, c'est ça, c'est ça.
In that way also, darkness is also a person.
Bingo, c'est ça, c'est ça.
So, somebody can be light, another person can be darkness.
Mais ils ont appris gagner aussi lumière, mais ils ont appris gagner aussi bingo.
And and here the Bible says, if we have fellowship, if we walk in the light as He, God is the light, or in the light we have fellowship with one with another.
Imba na kimeso pa vita che iwa ate la di kozwa tena. Tunga na get kamla na yati lumiere. Comme le grand yati lumiere so ba ikena lumiere na tereki ba ba.
So if we want to have fellowship with God, we must be light. We must walk in the light. So you cannot walk in the darkness and expect to have fellowship with God. Is that correct? You cannot walk in the darkness and say you have fellowship with God. So darkness is not something very, very fun.
Bingo, I can measure your mind perfect.
Just like light is not very, very fun. The Bible says we are two or three are gathered together, God is there.
So it means that
there is light now here with us.
So if God is not there,
means that there is darkness.
And
And the Bible also tells us that darkness is a power or energy. Just like Bible also tells us that light is also energy and power. You know, and the Bible also tells us that in the book of John that light will always overcome darkness. So every individual must make up your mind. Whether you are going to be light or darkness. It is a decision you have to make. In the book of Colossians, chapter 1, the Bible says that there is the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. So there are two kingdoms in this world. And there are two type of heart in the world. So it's either your heart is the heart of darkness or the heart of light. And God, when somebody comes into, when you are born into the world, in the book of Psalms, let's read it. Psalm
51.
Psalm 51 verse 5 so let's read 5 and 6. So yeah. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Because behold, thou desirest truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know with wisdom.
Psalm 51 verses 5 and 6.
Verse 7 says, purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow. Verse 7.
5, 6, 7.
And then verse 10. Let us read verse 10. What is it called?
Sango.
Na salango kia. Symbioso morpha. Symbioso morpha. Adi kiduchi nangia. On the letter more than your parenting me. Mombosio, yeting me. Oh, Zapati cre. Oh, Zapa, Mokre vessel of Bulu, Nayami. Mokiri Mosala, Yugo, Nayami, so as you chip up. Tumba, your world at the letter more. Na monukula yimbo vulu chimo na yami pepe. Kiri tangia chisabi chimo na mbi.
Okay, that's that's 10.
Now.
Okay.
This is the
So we can see that this darkness is inside the heart.
Iba bingozo akarajibe.
And you can see when we saw, it says that God is light.
So Baba is the light.
And that's how somebody can also be darkness.
So Baba is the light. Zablim ngadizi tona bingo.
You know, so the Bible says, in the beginning there was darkness.
Bible is the light. Na komosmoka bingo fadakeda.
So when somebody is born into the world, is born with a heart that is filled with darkness. But God is light. So that means you cannot have fellowship with God. But the Bible also tells us that God created Adam in his own likeness. And his own image.
Nzapa asa Adam na tungana lumbeni.
But that sin came. Darkness entered into Adam.
Bingo alina yaki beti Adam.
And that darkness has been multiplying. It has been multiplying. So when Adam had his son, darkness was in his heart. So it's like darkness was stamped in the heart of Adam. And that is the darkness the psalmist is talking about in
Psalm 21.
He says, purge me from darkness. He says, create in me a clean heart. So every person that is born into the world is born with a stamp of darkness in the heart, deep
down.
So this stamp of darkness is a spiritual mark. And because this is a spiritual mark, it cannot be removed by physical activities. Some people think that by going to church they can remove the mark. They think that by doing good things they can remove the mark. But the Bible tells us that there is only one thing that can remove that mark. And it is the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Let us look at Leviticus 17.
Il dit qu'on mette Lévitique, chapitre 17. Lévitique 17.
The 17 verse 11.
Levitique 17 verset 11.
Therefore the life of the flesh is in the blood. I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your soul. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. Okay. So the blood of Jesus Christ is not a liquid. It is more than liquid. It has life. It has power. In fact, it is light.
Finalement, ake lumière.
So, darkness entered into the heart of man.
So, tomazo dingo ali para peti zo.
So, the plan of God was to make a way of deliverance, the way of escape.
Lorsqu'il a fait parler terrain, le délivré zo na yezusi bingo akara peti zo.
And that plan was to bring light into the heart of man. So that's why God said, if you open your heart, the light will come. If two people come together and open their heart, the light will come.
Si tu m'en as ou se agao ba bumbi, se la zibetela ba.
So, it's not when you are 100 people that the light will come.
Adi dene, adichi, mamboko wa sako kosi, lumière li peuple.
In the book of Titus, chapter 3, Titus, chapter
3. Dans la livre d'Ambesti, titre, chapitre ou ta.
The Bible says that the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to every man.
Atene, grâce de passi à grâce salut, c'est un mot better de quoi?
So, anybody who opens his heart, the light of God will come.
Pourquoi dit better? Atene, nous avons pas le miracle dit.
Because it is only the blood that can wash away the darkness, which is spiritual, because the blood is spiritual.
Bingo, so apete zozo adi menesi zokosi apeli midi zero.
If the darkness was a physical stain, or a physical mark, then you can use the soup to wash it. But the darkness is a spiritual mark in the heart of man. So God has also brought a spiritual cleansing power to cleanse the darkness in the heart of man. So that means someone who is darkness can become light.
So that
is what it means to combat. You do not convert when you wear nice dress and you go to one building and you say you are converted. The change comes when the light comes into the heart. And when the light comes, it will shine in the midst of the darkness. And it will begin to drive away the darkness. Now, darkness has been in the earth for a long time. And darkness has entered into the heart of man. And the Bible tells us that the heart of man is very deep and very wide, very, you know, in fact, it's bigger than the whole universe. So the heaven is within you, and that is why God can dwell in you, because God dwells in heaven.
Because
the Bible tells us that the heart of man is deceitful and very wicked. So the darkness is multiplying the heart of man. So the light of God also will multiply in your heart. It's not just enough to open your heart one day and all the darkness will go away. So the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 18, let I read Proverbs 4, 18.
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. Proverbs 4, verse 18.
Yes, it's him.
Men, ladies, I am a chicken, I agree. Don't I? Chicken, so as asumingi shika aga kotala leke ako
Gidigita
ne leke ti asho ti bilibili ayeke tonga nala ti ndambelele so asu asumingi shika aga kotala.
So it says the part of the just is like the shining light that shines brighter and brighter until there is no more darkness.
Light di gozo atena lebe ti zu timbrimri aga tona lasa ndapre aga gui ga aga su aga tua kumira kumira ba matokuka.
So darkness has entered deep into the heart of man.
Bingo and different nangu mini na bejizu.
So man must open himself to God so that the light of God will shine until it drives away all the darkness.
Tongaso zualimu ti zipetu anzapa si lumiere ngida si atumba bingo sana bejizu.
So the Bible says the path of a righteous man. So a path means it is a journey. So it means you have to walk with God. You have to walk in the light. When you receive the light, you must walk in it. It will bring more light. You walk in it.
You
bring more light. You walk in it. So as you are walking in the light, you have more light. Until it becomes bright light, no more darkness. So when God brought light into the world, so people receive the light, they receive a little light. You can see in this room there are different types of light. Some of the bulbs are brighter than the other. If you have more bulbs now, it will be brighter. That is how it is in the heart of man. When light comes in, it may not be very, very, very bright, but it is light. So in other words, there are different degrees of light. So also there are different degrees of darkness in the heart of man. So since man came into the world 6,000 years ago, darkness has been increasing in the heart of man. And this darkness is going towards the full. So in your country of Central Africa, you can see darkness. There is trouble, wars, corruption, bitterness, killing, the works of darkness.
So
you can see it in the heart of man. Witchcraft, sorcery, sexual uncleanness,
rebellion,
adultery, fornication, all these are works of darkness. So the Bible calls it the works of the flesh.
It's
multiplying. And the darkness is also a path, it's also a journey, a road that man is walking in. So just like man is walking in the path, can begin to walk in the path of the light, there's also a path of darkness. And it is the soul of man that is walking in this path. And God has given man a time in which he must overcome darkness. So when you come into the world, you come into the world with darkness in your soul. And God has made a provision for the light to shine in your heart. And for that light to multiply. So that it can drive away the darkness. So at the end of your life on earth, God is going to judge you by the amount of light you have. If your light is very small, some people don't have any light at all. Because they come into the world, they read book, or they do different things. Some people are farmers, some people are teachers. They are interested in their body. Some people want to look nice and wear nice clothes. They want to dress fine. They do different things. But they forget that God has given them a time. The Bible says, appointed unto men once to die, after that, judgment. So when God is going to judge your soul, he will want to ask you what you have done with the light he has given. Have you allowed the light of God to enlighten your soul? And even if you have allowed the light to come into your soul, has that light driven away the darkness? Is the light in you? Is the light in you very bright? Because if it is very bright, that means you will walk more with God. That means you become more like God. Because God wants us to be like Him. So let me read one more scripture, then I think we will close for today. We will continue tomorrow. Second Corinthians chapter 4. Okay, so she can read. Okay, let me read verse 4 to 6. Is it in whom the God of this world has blinded the mind of them which believe not? Let the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Verse 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, had shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Let us read verse 4, 6, and 7.
Amen.
So, the Bible doesn't want us to be in ignorance. Whether you are a little child, or whether you are old, whether you are rich or poor, whether you are from America or from Central Africa, all those are not important. What is important is, do you have the light in your heart? And it is the blood of Jesus Christ that brings the light into your heart. And when the light comes, it's not a one day experience alone. You must walk in the light. You must continue to walk in the light. Because the darkness has entered deep into the
earth.
Therefore, the light must also enter deep.
Donc, lumière,
so Jesus told his disciples, so if you continue in my word, then you will be my disciples. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So God is calling you to a life of walking in the light and being the light. And becoming the light. So my life is to be light and to become more light every day. So in the book of Matthew chapter 5, it says, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. The light will shine. He said, let your light so shine before men. That means that you can be a light to other people. Wherever you are, God wants you to be a light. Because light is inside your heart. The light in this lamp is not trying to be light, it is light. If you have light, it will shine. You don't need to tell the light to shine, it will shine. So if you have light in you, it will shine. So the Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 60, it says, arise, shine, for thy light has come.
Amen.
Because it also says that, you say, behold, darkness will cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. Because darkness is always increasing. So every day, darkness is increasing. And that's why every day light must also increase. So the darkness is overtaking the heart of men. So in Central Africa you can see the darkness. It's increasing in the heart of men. So God has called you to be the light in Central Africa. And God wants your light to increase and to shine. So God is not calling you to be church goers. Go to church. God wants your light to shine. Anywhere you are, your light will be shining. If you're a student, your light will shine in the school. If you are married, your light will shine in the house. If you are a worker, your light will shine where you are working. So the light will be shining in your everyday life. So tomorrow we will talk more about this light. About walking in the light. How we can walk in the light? How we can increase the light in us? And how we can overcome the darkness? Because the Bible says we should reprove the unfruitful works of darkness. We should must rebuke the darkness. We must come out from the darkness. We must hate the darkness. We must separate ourselves from the darkness. So we will close at this time. And we will have more time tomorrow to go into the world. But I believe that this night we can pray and ask this light of God to come into our hearts. We can ask the light of God to shine in our hearts. God is light. So God says, I want to dwell in your heart. In fact, he even says, I want to put my law in your heart. And all these things cannot happen unless we receive the blood of Jesus Christ. Even if you think you have received the blood into your heart before, today is another opportunity to receive the blood. You can ask that blood to come into your heart again with more power, with more light, to judge the darkness in the heart. Because the Bible says gross darkness is going to come into the heart of man. Darkness does not respect you. It has no respect. So even if you say you are a Christian, darkness has no respect for you. It doesn't respect you when you say you are a Christian. Whoever you are, darkness wants to increase in man. Because there is a time God has given for darkness to manifest. And the time of the end is coming for darkness. So you must also open your heart and allow God to bring an end to darkness. God says, I will make an end of sin. In the book of Daniel, say, I will make an end of sin. I will bring an end to transgression and to iniquity. So today, God can begin that work in you. If it has happened before, today can come with more power. So that the light will rule over your heart. The Bible says, let not sin rule in your life. Let not sin rule in your mortal body. If sin is ruling in your heart, bitterness and all those things, today the light can come to judge the darkness, to break the power of darkness, and to bring the power of the light. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Et qui a tout bien fait, n'a-t-il pas